Coach, one of your biggest fears, I think, earlier this week was their fronts. That seemed to be the key today.
No question. Well, first of all, offensively speaking, that our offense really has not held our defense out to hang in that first half. Not getting first downs, not converting some opportunities that we have. And the defense was just on the field too much. In the second half, I think Nebraska did a nice job exploiting some things, but their fronts, there's no question their offensive front dominated our defensive front, and we couldn't find a way to get up.
How would you describe Nebraska?
Well, I think they're really a sound defense, you know, and they're multiple. You know, they can come and they did a nice job blitzing, and they're multiple package defense, so they can keep you off balance. I think they're good. They're a good defense in football. They always have been. I mean, that didn't shock us. There was nothing they did today that we didn't expect. I'm just disappointed that we couldn't execute a little bit better on the offensive side of the ball.
Coach, how do you think your defense did in the first half?
Well, like I said, you know, the defense, I think, was doing okay. It's the offense. The offense had to maintain the ball, you know, and we didn't. In the third quarter, I might be off a little bit here, but I know we had the ball for six plays. Till the end of third quarter or toward the end, but anyway, you know, so there was no conversion of first downs. I think our receivers dropped five balls that we had a chance to, you know, and you've got to convert. And we didn't. And then their power game, they just took over. I mean, they just took over the game with their offense and their power running game, their play action pass.
Coach, what do you run yourself on? So rebuild your team,
their
confidence back up?
Well, there's no rebuilding the team. I mean, it's his first game, you know. But I mean, we better learn a heck of a lot out of this thing. You know, you come against, I'm very, very disappointed that we couldn't stand up in this stage and play and give them a better ball game. I really am. And they're a fine program, a fine football team, but I expected a lot more out of our club.
Coach, you spoke rebuild the officials following that second interference call. What did you say to them?
Oh, you know, that, nothing. You know, they're just greetings and had nothing to do with what happened in the game, you know. We aren't good enough, you know, to overcome those things right now, and that's what's difficult. And when you play at a place like this in this type of environment, you know, you can't afford to make those kind of mistakes. But again, in that first half, even though I felt our offense was doing all right, we didn't do well enough to keep the D off the field consistently in that second quarter. And that, to me, that wore our D down. I mean, we came out in the second half, and I don't think we made good adjustments defensively, number one, and number two, is we just were on that field so long, I don't think we were able to play hard.
Can you talk about the morale of your team after you took the lead on that interception return?
Well, I mean, you know, it, just like anything, you know, it was an exciting play, it was a great play, you know, gave us the lead, gave us an opportunity, and then all of a sudden we kick off, and that kickoff that they brought back, I mean, that was, you know, when you look at momentum burners, that was it. That was of the game. I think that was one of the more important momentum burners. And that's the kind of stuff you just can't do. You you got a chance to go ahead, you felt pretty good about yourself, and then they returned the ball from where they returned it, and it just swung that momentum. So you had something going for you, and you got to find a way to sustain.
Pass defense on you, 212 yards, and that play by Miles is pretty key. How would you rate the pass defense?
Well, they didn't have to pass. They rushed for over 400 yards. Well, how would you rate the pass defense?
I mean,
they don't have to pass. It's real simple.
It's got a nice play,
though. Well, you're going to make a couple nice plays in the game, but I mean, I'm not worried about the pass defense. I think our pass defense is very average, to be honest with you. But it's the run defense that I'm concerned about right now.
Could you comment on Nick's play?
Well, he was okay, you know. He when he did make mistakes, he knew what he did. We had some critical first down mistakes, the first behind the chains, you know, that he just misread. But that's going to happen, you know. And again, we weren't good enough on third and long, third and eight and nine, to convert. And it wasn't a combination, it was a combination of different things. But he was okay today.
Would you say he came out really well? I mean, the initial drive
game
had to be
really good. Yeah, I mean, I need to see the tape. But I will say this, that he knew, you know, the thing about what we're trying to do offensively is if they got an idea of what's going on and why they made a mistake, you know, and what they can do to correct it. That, to me, is the key. So, in most cases, he knew. I mean, he understood, you know, and had a pretty good feeling for it. And, you know, you're playing a very mature team. I mean, those linebackers in that secondary, you're talking about guys that have been around the block. So, I mean, you're talking about some guys that... that have done a great job in prior years. So, you know, we knew it would be difficult. I'm just disappointed that when we had a chance to convert some passes and we would drop them, or like the interception Nick threw, the big tackle blocked it. I mean, we had the kid wide open right over the middle. We missed it. So you just can't do that. We can't.
I was surprised compared to some of the better games you played.
Well, I just, you know, the Boise State in our conference is really a fine football team, but I think, I think Nebraska is certainly deserving of their national ranking and their great tradition, and I think Nebraska, they can play with anybody in the country. I mean, we played Miami last year. They're a very good football team, good athletes and stuff. I don't think they had the chemistry. I don't believe they had the chemistry last year that certainly Nebraska has.
With the fans
before,
I mean, you had almost a standing ovation as you're walking off the field. Have you ever seen anything like that
from
the
opposing fans? The last thing I want is to get beat that bad and get a standing ovation.
Anything else for Coach?
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.